Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
Our next guest is here. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Fantastic.
Great. How are you? Well, thanks for having me. Pretty good.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
I'm Yvonne Gamboa, President and CEO of Goat Generation, and we are based in Calgary, Canada.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So tell us about that.
It's something very unique that you haven't seen anywhere else. And I think our company mission is to try to fight one of the biggest problems for our planet and the environment, food waste. We're all guilty of it. And it's becoming a $680 billion a year problem, with greenhouse emissions being produced, and food waste is the third largest contributor for that. So we, one day at home, thinking about the amount of food that we wasted, we came up with this idea. So it's an app that is available for iPhones or Androids, where you can connect in one end people or families or restaurants that have extra meals, and with people that are looking for affordable meal options near them. And through these transactions, they are supporting local charities. So how it works is, if you have, let's say, a big party and tons of friends that came over and they brought all these meals, and you ended up at the end of the night with,
I don't know what to do with all this food.
I know that, yeah. You know that you are not going to eat, and then you ended up putting it in the garbage and you feel guilty about it. Mm-hmm. We're trying to take that guilt away by giving them the option to post it in this app. Support a local charity as well with this transaction. And this app also connects with the other users that are looking for affordable meals. You never know if somebody, like university students that are eating out of mac and cheese, they are, because that is the budget that you have when you are young, or busy parents that they just can't have or find the time to cook, they can actually get into the app, look for affordable meal options near them, and connect. And when they both connect and have this transaction, the profits for this, they go to a non-for-profit and a charity that also fights food waste or hunger. So it's a cycle, a sustainable cycle. Okay. Well, everybody wins.
This is a very unique idea. I mean, definitely.
Yeah.
it's
also prevalent in this environment, right?
Absolutely.
Because, and I don't just necessarily mean that the convention bought a certain number of meals that they own, whether they get used or not, for the Media Village and a couple other parts of the floor, but at a show like CES, I know that some of the vendors,
absolutely,
for their booths will buy food. They're only allowed to do it through the approved thing, and they pay for it whether they use it or not.
Absolutely.
And all of them want to take it with them, because I've paid for it. I don't want to give it back to them so they can sell it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the companies we interviewed was telling me that's exactly how it worked for them. And they're like, we want to take it with us, and we can't. What in here do you want?
Absolutely.
And wouldn't it be better if they could
pass it to somebody else, right? Instead of and the ability for us with the app to capture all this data and give it back to restaurants or event groups, for example. Let's say that you join into the app and a restaurant starts donating every day the meals for a specific period of time. At the end of that time, we can go back and tell them, you know what? The day that you waste most food is on Tuesdays, and usually is spaghettis or this steak, and they can work towards reducing that amount of waste. So it's a win-win situation. They offer their meals to support the charity, but also they get data in return, mm-hmm. to be more efficient and reduce the food waste that they have and be more profitable at the end of the day. That's
sure.
awesome.
And so on top of it all, if it's all going to charity, that makes it a deductible donation in most places.
Absolutely, even better. So it's something that is hard to pass.
Yeah.
And especially also for restaurants, events, and even families. Like when you start looking at that, we're joining into a, you know, getting into a sharing era where you share your car, your house. The next logical step is meals.
Yeah. Food. Yeah.
Through this app.
And to make that process easy.
Absolutely.
Because like for a restaurant to go out and find that on their own, it wouldn't be profitable. It would be a lot of time and energy.
Absolutely.
That they don't have.
Yeah.
But if they have a way to just say, this is what I have at the end of the day, deal with it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't cost them
anything.
You
are doing something good for a non-for-profit, but also you are gaining all these data to understand where are your flaws, where you are really, really wasting meals.
Yeah.
So right now we just launched our app in Calgary last week, just in time for Collision. So it's available in the app.
So we're brand new.
Yes, and our goal is to expand across Canada and the U.S. within the next 18 months.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is a quick turnaround.
You know how apps and technology works nowadays. It's very fast. When someone likes something really fast, it just goes viral.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That is what we are aiming to do. To
it's
try
like
to
a
measure.
Firework effect.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So the ability now that technology to do something better for the planet is there. And we are offering to create a newer generation that really aims to reduce food waste. And the name of our app, GOAT, has a dual meaning. Like, goats are animals that are very sustainable. They really don't waste much. But also on the other end, we are building a platform to allow a different meaning. I don't know if in the U.S. Goat is used differently, but it means greatest
of all time.
Exactly. So we are building a platform to make this new society and our users the greatest of all time society that are working towards a sustainable environment.
It's a wonderful pitch. One of the questions I have is a lot of these foods, depending on what they are, have a quick expiration.
Absolutely.
How do you guys deal with that kind
so
of issue?
So our app is designed in a way that the food will be posted in the app only for 48 hours from cooking time. So after that, they are taken out of it.
Okay.
Our goal and the ability to, you know, expand across the users our aim is to be able to purchase and sell it within that time. So people can access to that without having to expire.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's great. Mm-hmm. And is there, like, a restriction on certain types of food? Like, if I go to McDonald's and I've got an extra burger, is there a restriction on, like, what I can put on the app?
No, absolutely. Like, you can have from meals that are cooked to fruits and veggies. Like, if you are traveling and you have all your fridge full of fruits and veggies that will go bad, also you can post that. You can post desserts. You can post the new meal kits that a lot of families now are buying.
HelloFresh, so, Blue Apron,
exactly.
Those types of things.
So sometimes a last-minute trip comes around the way, and what do you do with a kid? So
right.
You can also post that. So it's open to anything.
So even uncooked foods that, like, I have chicken that's going to go bad this week and I'm not going to be able to cook it. Can I post that?
Uncooked meals, no. We are trying to leverage to fresh fruits and veggies that are easy to handle, pack meals or cooked meals.
Okay.
And the idea is, unless you have it frozen, and it can last, that it will be an option probably for the future. But right now, those are limited for the ones that we have. And
definitely.
It's super user-friendly. You can go, and there are icons of the type of meals.
Yeah, I can filter through.
Oh, absolutely. You can search by the type of meal that you want, by how far is from your house. The idea is to keep it within the community, so you can search by kilometers. It's pretty user-friendly.
Okay.
That's awesome.
So... totally hypothetical, not at all a real life situation. Let's say we're staying in an Airbnb.
Yeah.
And we have a loaf of bread that we bought.
Mm-hmm.
0% chance that
completely
we're
going to... completely hypothetical.
Yeah.
Completely. Like the cereal bag that we also bought and never opened it this morning.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So We'll be leaving in 2 days, let's say, I think.
Yes.
And so we could list the items that we haven't.
Absolutely. The easy thing is that you don't have to list. It's so easy that you take a picture of what you have a brief description, and you, because you know that you're leaving in 2 days, you can post it now. And then it will be available with pickup times that you have selected that you are going to be there because you are busy here all day.
Sure, yeah,
you can choose the night time that you are there.
Okay.
And you just select it and post it with that suggested price that you want to donate to a local charity.
Okay.
So with that, somebody on the other end is like, oh, this is what I need. They click it and you just have to pack it and leave it outside the door and they come and pick it up.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Yeah,
but the idea
sure.
is to make it very easy for people to just connect, to not end up with your bread in the landfill, creating more greenhouse emissions than we already have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Definitely.
Okay. So if people want to find out more about this, how can they do that?
Absolutely. So go to our website, goatgeneration.com, and also there you will have links to all our social media channels, and you will be updated when we're going to start expanding to other cities and when we are going to get to Toronto and the U.S., and that is the way, or you can sign up to our newsletter, and then you can get updates on where we are.
Perfect.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time and speaking with
thank
us.
Thank you for inviting me. It was a pleasure for me.
Well, good. We're glad. And hopefully you'll have a great rest of the day.
Absolutely. I will. Thank you.
Have a good one.
So
take
much.
Care. Bye.